Third parak of Bava Basra, first Mishnah. The first half of this parak is discussing Cheskas Karkois, which means if a person is holding an item in his hands, we assume it's his that property. He doesn't hold it, he sits on it, stands on it. And aside from that, in property, generally when it's sold, there's a document of sale, whereas in movable objects, generally there isn't. So in order to have a default that this belongs to you, if it originally belongs to somebody else, you have to make a chazaka for 3 years, that you have to live in that piece of property for 3 years, and also a proof that you were there for 3 years and the owner of the property did not make a mercho, did not make a claim of not there. Once you were there for 3 years without a complaint from the owner, then there's a chacham said that even if you don't have the shtar anymore, in fact you're there for 3 years is good enough proof. This is coupled with the fact that people generally lose, or it's normal to not keep a document forever. So Peskas at bottom, this chazaka, so we should establish this house belongs to you, or boris, shichem, oiris, different types of holes, wells, holes in the ground. Shoyv chois is a bird cote, place where you keep birds. Mechatzos, bathhouses. Basik batim, where olive presses, batei shilchin, fields that need to be watered. Avodim, servants. All above. Kol shu oisa peiris tada. These are things that constantly produce fruit. Now, produce fruit doesn't necessarily mean like a field that produces fruit. It means that you can have constant use for it. Olive press, you can always press olives in it, and ever you can always work with. So all these things, Cheskos Mishal Shonim Miyoyim Liyoyim. Chazokim is 30 days, 3 years, from day to day, 3 full years. He has to be there 3 full years without having this complaint against him, then we can assume it's his. As long as he claims that he bought it. This is a gift. Stay a bal, a sada that does not need to be watered, survives in rainwater. It doesn't have to be 3 full years. That's enough to have 3 crops. And Rabbi Shmuel explains his opinion. That how much does it have to be? It doesn't have to be 3 full years. 3 months in the beginning, in the first year, the last 3 months of 1 year, a full year, and in the first 3 months of the third year. In such a fashion, he could harvest 3 crops. It's enough to have even 1 month in the beginning, 1 month in the end. The question is, how much of a crop do you have to have? It's enough just the first month of the new crop, or a larger amount. Sum total of 14 months according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says that this is talking about a field that you grow grain on. It's the Elon, if it's a field, an orchard that has trees on it, Konesk Fuasa, Mosik Zesef, Konesk Kietze, Morela Shalosh Shonim, that he harvested 3 different types of trees. Even if it's all done in 1 year, it's considered like 3 years because he has harvested 3 crops. Now, the question is that the chazak is based on 3 years, or it's 3 harvests, or 3 workings of the land. Yeah, and these opinions hold that 3 harvests is enough. We don't pass in like that. We pass in that you need 3 full years based on what we said before. That the logic has to do with the fact that a person keeps his shtar for 3 years, so less than 3 years, he needs to produce a document. These opinions hold that it's not directly telling you the fact that he has no shtar, just the fact that three times, three crops, and different ways of calculating, he was there and the owner did not make a protest against him. That is enough to make a chazaka. But once again, we're asking that you have to have 3 full years.